May I call young persons down to the front pew who would like to come down?
Some of us are already here.
Yes, you are. I should say that, young persons of any age. That's awesome. Hi.
Well, boy, do you all look nice and jazzy today. Look, we have the same colors on. Are you coming over? Come on. Join us. Bring your cup. You want to sit there? Good. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Look at that. You just fit perfectly. Yes, you do. Yes, no, you
fit perfectly. And everybody has boots or snowshoes on. That's a good idea today, right? So was it too cold for you this morning?
No.
No? You like snow?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm giving you mine when it comes down. I'll bring it in.
No.
No? You don't want it?
I like mine.
Okay. Well, you keep yours, and I guess I'll have to give mine to somebody else. Okay, you want it? You're going to take it. Thank you. Okay. The snowman. Because a snowman with like a scarf and a hat and a nose. No. Not that kind.
No. We got some snowman and some of the neckies.
Oh. So some on the deck and some on the grass. That's where her snow fell. She had some on the deck and some on the grass. Mine was all in the driveway. I was like, what? So. I think that snow is a really big deal here, isn't it? That's awesome. I can't wait till Christmas. I can't. I'm just like so excited. This is wonderful. Well, I have a question to ask you about snow. Can I ask you a question about snow? This is a really important question, though. Are you paying attention? I'll try to. I know. Listen to this question. What would you do if you saw somebody who needed your strong muscles to shovel some snow? What would you do? Would you help if you had a shovel?
Yeah, we got.
Do you have shovels? Oh, they're even different colors, so you know which is which. I like that. Different color shovels, so you know. You getting this, Mom and Dad? Okay, let's just check it.
So Dad's gonna come.
Dad's gonna help too. Okay, that's okay. That's all right. He could though, right? Okay. So here's the question. When I was very young, my mother and father told me that I would get paid if I shoveled snow. And I don't like snow, so that was like a big deal for me. So they gave me an allowance for shoveling the sidewalk so nobody would fall. But as I got older, I learned that if somebody needed snow shoveled, no matter how little I was, I could help. But I wasn't going to get paid. I would do it what's called sacrificially. That means I would go out in the cold and bundle up and wear a scarf and sometimes two pair of gloves or four pair of gloves. I lived in the hills of Pennsylvania, after all, and we had mountains of snow. We had blizzard conditions up there. And so we would make forts in snow. But while I was playing in the snow, my neighbors, sometimes who were 80 or 90 years old, they couldn't even go to the grocery store because it was too deep. So my mother and father said, if I went out and shoveled the snow on the sidewalk and then put salt down, they would be safe. And that's called sacrificial giving, because you're not getting paid and it's cold and you'd rather be inside. And I know you've done that. I could just tell you've done that. Has anyone else ever shoveled snow for somebody else? Way to go. Good job. Were you cold?
Yes.
And you didn't get paid. No, but you felt good about it because you shoveled, right, for somebody else so they wouldn't fall. Yes, ma'am. What question do you have?
Mama,
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
you do. You think you're going to get plenty this year. There, I've been told. Okay, before I finish this segment, this has to do with snow too, but you all have to help me with this. I was told it's going to be a tough winter and there'll be lots of opportunities to shovel. So I was told that the roly-polies were black this year and that's not a good sign. What does that mean?
I mean, there are several varieties that doesn't, it's a myth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I found that by one of my older customers.
Oh. So that's
there are many, many different colors.
That's a caterpillar, right?
That's the little fuzzy fuzzies, yeah.
I have a lot to learn, don't you think?
Many different colors, yeah.
And they said when it's dark, it means a bad winter.
That's the old, what do you call a saying? Yeah, old saying.
Okay, well then, so like in the spring, let's revisit this subject and see how we did. Because I heard that they're going to get an opportunity to shovel this year, whereas last year I remember one snowstorm, that's all I remember. Is that right? Is my memory flawed? Okay, so here's the thing I want to tell you about that. If we get a lot of snow, keep yourself safe. But if your parents say, can you help me, son or daughter, to shovel the snow, even if we do a little piece for somebody else so they won't fall, we would have served well. Let's pray about that, okay? Dear Father God, you give us so many opportunities to give sacrificially. And sometimes it's not comfortable and we don't feel like we have the right time to do it, but you lay it on our hearts to help other people and love other people to the betterment of their life. And we thank you for that. You gave your only son for us and we thank you for that. Now teach us how to follow you better each day through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks for coming down and for all your snow stories. We'll talk some more. Bye. Bye.